You come have a lot of things in a day's time, especially Wednesday nights, I guess. You got a lot going on in your day, and then you're trying to have your heart where it needs to be for the service, because this is the most important part of our day, is making it to the house of God on Wednesday nights. But I just pray that the Lord would help us to get everything out of our minds, and just get our lives focused on the Word of God and what He'd have for us tonight. I guess we'll thank you, Jay. Let me find. I know over here in the 11th chapter of Matthew, I guess where we start, maybe reading just here, and I know this is familiar to us, and I know I've read it and preached from it here at the church, but I just got just a couple of thoughts and some things here. And I just want to read this one verse. I guess it's really what was on our heart today that kept it coming to us. In the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, and he said, in the 28th verse, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And that's just what we feel like we'll read right there. And I got to thinking on some things, and I got to thinking about that, you know, how we, each one maybe tonight, how did we arrive here? How did we get to where we're at tonight at the church? We had to come. And there had to be something that drawed us here, something that brought us to this and got us to the place where we're at. And I thought about that, you know, to come to something. Most likely you've had to have a calling to that and had a drawing to that. And that's kind of where our heart was today, how the Lord said that, said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden." And when we study about the Lord, He's always beckoning, and He's always calling, and He's sending that out to each one of us in our lives, to the lost, to the saved. The Lord's always calling us unto Him. And I thought about that, and I don't guess you have to turn over there, but I know it's familiar. And I thought about it over in Matthew. If you do want to turn there, it's the 14th chapter. And in very, very familiar, we quote, we talk about it a whole lot. But I just thought about this scripture where the Lord had left His disciples there and sent them out on the ship. And about the 22nd verse there of that 14th chapter of Matthew said, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side. And while He sent the multitudes away, and when he had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered Him and said, 'Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And I'll stop right there, but I thought on these scriptures as the Lord was dealing today with us and thinking about coming unto the Lord and when he bids to us to do so. And I thought about Peter here, you know, and how the Lord, like he said over there where we read before in the 11th chapter, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when the Lord's calling us and when the Lord's speaking to us, he's trying to bring us unto a better place. And at the time that Peter was there in the ship, the Lord was wanting to give him rest from the storm he was in. And it might have looked odd to everybody else that the Lord was drawing him out of the ship, but the Lord wasn't drawing him away from the safety. He was drawing him to the safety. And the Lord was already above everything that was going on around Peter. But I thought about that, how they were out there and how the Lord left them alone for a little while. And how the Lord stayed to himself and how he allowed them to get into that storm, and how he allowed them to go through a little bit of a place of fear, a place of not understanding what was going on around them, a place of wondering if they were going to make it out of it or not. And he came to them in the midst of that storm and in the midst of everything they was going through. And when they saw him, they thought that he was a spirit that was moving, and they was afraid. And I thought about that in our lives, and I thought about when I was lost and how that I got to a place in my life where that there was a storm going on with me. There was a time there when I felt so alone in my life, and it seemed like everything was raging around me, and it seemed like there was no peace. I was getting tossed around to and fro and going through so many things. Everything, I could just imagine them in that ship out there. Everything around them was just a rocking and a reeling and a moving, and they couldn't find a place of rest. You can't lay down in something like that. You can't find no peace in something like that. Yeah, you're getting shook every which way. That's where I was when I was lost and when I was undone without the Lord. I couldn't find a place, Bobby, to lay down to find peace in this world. Everything around me was rocking my ship. Everything around me was shaking me. And just like these disciples, when they got in the midst of this, they looked out and they saw Jesus. And at that point, they didn't realize who he was. And I thought how that when I first felt the presence and I first heard the word of God and it went to dealing with me, I didn't recognize him as my Savior. I didn't recognize him for who he was. But what I saw scared me, Bill. What I saw coming my way scared me. And in the midst of my storm, he spoke to me out of that storm. He wasn't right there with me at that time, but he was out there and he was on top of everything that had been scaring me to death. Everything that was shaking my world, everything that was rocking my ship, he was on top of it. And he called to me from that place where he was. He said, it's I. Be not afraid. And just the speaking of that voice, I thought about in this I thought about over here in Revelations. I thought about how the Lord said there in the last chapter, the 22nd chapter of Revelations, in about the 7th verse, and I'll read on down, and just bear with me. The Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and thou, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. And Jesus, having sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the waters of life freely. And I thought about that scripture as it said in that, the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And I thought how when the Lord walked and he come out there on them waters and he was above and on top of those things that was scaring Peter to death. And as he saw that out there and he heard the Lord speak, and he heard the Lord begging unto him to be not afraid, it's I. I thought how that the Spirit and the bride say, Come. He looked out to him and he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to walk, to come unto you, to walk with you. Don't let me quote it wrong. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And I thought about that, how that Peter, when he realized it was the Lord, he said, Bid me come. And I thought about in our life, and how that these people are sitting in our churches, and I was in the same state, Mike, that's lost in their sins. And dying and going down with the ship in the midst of the storm. And the Bible said the Spirit and the bride say, Come. I believe the Spirit of God has been beckoning. I believe He's calling unto our lost people in the day and hour we're living in. I believe the bride says, Come. I believe the Church of the Living God has been crying out on behalf of the lost in this world. I believe the bride says, Come. I believe the Spirit says, Come. I believe the ones that's been in the storm. I believe our lost people in this world across our land and country. I believe they're tired of the storm. I believe they see the Lord, many of them. And they see Him high. And they
I believe most people that's in their sins is sick of the storm they're in. I believe they're tired of getting tossed around. I believe they're longing to hear Him say, come. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laboring heavy laden. I'll give you rest. What do we long for in this world? Rest. You know what you can't find without Jesus? You can't find rest. I thought about him getting tossed around on that ship. And I remember some storms that we've been through, me and my family. And I remember everything on that boat, Bobby. We were latching onto it. We were grabbing a hold of it. I could just picture them, maybe some of the things that was on the ship. Maybe they'd grab a hold of this. The storm would rock them a little bit, and they'd think, well, I found something stable. Hey, that storm would get to rocking and reeling even harder. The wind is blowing you away. Maybe whatever they're holding on to, Jennifer, it come loose. They go sliding around the ship. They couldn't find peace in anything they got hold of. Hey, I'm telling you, our peoples are grabbing a hold of everything in this world. And when another storm goes to shaking and the wind goes to blowing, it'll fly loose with them. It'll blow hold them down. And they can't find peace. I see it. You'll follow around and watch you lost people. Hey, grab a hold of a new thing every time you turn around. And one plane drags them to the bottom. They'll look for something else to grab a hold of. And everything they're getting, Melba, it's right in the midst of the storm. Hey, it's as unstable as the next thing. But I'm going to tell you what, they're going to have to get their eyes open. And they're going to have to get their ears open. And hear who's walking on top of the water. They're going to have to see Him for themselves and not another. And they're going to have to see Jesus. I lifted up in this world. Peter was tired of getting thrown around. And he came to a place. Lord, if it's thee bid me to come to you, I believe there's some getting tired of getting thrown around in his life. And I believe he's right there. And I believe he's assured. He said, behold, I come quickly, didn't he? He come to them. He knows there's a storm. It allowed them to get in that storm, though. He wanted them to see that he was God. He wanted them to see that they needed him. And when the Lord said, come, old Peter climbed down out of that boat and got on the water. Many times you reckon the Lord went to knock him back in a pew somewhere. How many times you reckon there's been somebody lost sitting back in the church? And they're sitting back here. And they're thinking, I want to get out of this storm. I'm tired of what I'm going through. I'm rocking. I'm reeling. I'm getting beat up. I'm getting battered. Preach the word of God's going on up in the front of the church. And it's the Lord standing high and lifted up. He's right up there. And in their spiritual eye, they can see Him. He's on top of the storm. in a pew. Lord, if that's really you speaking to me out of that book, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. Lord, draw me from where I'm at. And the Lord says, it's me, don't be afraid. It's I. It's Alpha, it's Omega. It's the beginning and it's the end. Lord, if it's you, Lord, just let me come. I believe there's every one. I know there's a song out there that says some that stayed on the ship. I believe every one of them, Melba, was hoping that was Jesus. I believe every one of them was sitting there thinking the same thing. It won't affect you, Ptolemy. But Peter spoke up, didn't he? Lord, bid me come. And the Lord said, come. The Spirit of the bride said, come. Peter made his way. And off the ship. How many times the Lord started drawing? And the Lord started moving. And that foot took just a little bit of a step towards the aisle. Moved a little. Might even inch over. Just a little more on the bench closer to the aisle. Started down out of the ship. How many times you wanted him to say come? And when he called, you stepped down off the ship just a little. How many times there's been so many that's got down there and got their foot on the water? Got it right on the water and felt what it was like for just a second to be above the storm, to catch their eyes on Jesus and start walking towards him. And then take the eyes off for just a split second. Just a split second. You want to know why I hate people to go to the bathroom during altar call? You want to know why I hate people to fidget around and do anything else during an altar call than to sit there and reverence the Word of God and the Spirit drawing? You know what it takes to draw a man's eyes away? It's a split second in a small wave. When God's a knocking and God's a dealing, and somebody has got one foot on the water, and something goes to moving around them, and catches their eye, and the next thing you know, they're sinking back down in the storm they was in. And I ain't willing. I'm just telling the truth. I've been there. Peter's eye caught a glimpse of something in the storm that drove him away from focusing on Jesus. And he started saying, do you know one thing about it? He had already heard come. And he had already started moving. What did the Lord do? He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. But I'm going to tell you what. That's where people need to get to. There's a lot today just wanting to let them get out of the storm. There's a lot today just wanting to walk above everything. But I'm going to tell you what. When you get right down, see, Peter, it doesn't come out of the ship. It doesn't let his guard down happy. Hey, that's why need to let our faith draw us out of the flesh for just a little while. We need to let our faith get down out of the ship. Hey, but when Peter looked around him, he got scared. He cried out, "Lord, save me." He'd been scared of the storm the whole time. But he finally got out there and saw that the storm was going to take him.
You know where our people's got to get to?
They've got to let their faith draw them out of ship. They've got to be willing to step out towards Jesus. And they've got to realize they can't handle the storm without Him. And they've got to cry out, "Lord, save me." It ain't just leaving the ship and walking on the water. I'm going to tell you, after that day, Peter was in more storms. As more things come his way. But what I liked about this, is when the Lord brought him up, what he done. He said, "Lord, save me." And immediately, "Behold, I come quickly." Won't He come quick when we cry out, "Lord, save me"? He said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and He caught him. And He said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" He said, in other words, "Peter, look, I'm right here. Why did you doubt me for even a second that I was going to carry you?" He said, and when they were come into the ship. See, Peter didn't come back into his ship by himself the next time, did he? That's what I liked about it. He had to step out. And when he stepped out on faith early, he didn't come back to the ship by himself, did he? No, sir, he didn't. He had one that had him by the hand. He had one to come back in to the ship with him. Immediately. Ain't that beautiful? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased, and then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, "Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God." I'm thankful the night I got saved, the night faith drove me out of my little ship. It brought me out to Him. I'm thankful when I got in the midst of the storm and I was sinking. I was on my way down. And you know what Peter saw? He saw himself going down to the depth of the storm. And he was dying. You know where I had to get before I could get saved? I had to see myself sinking. I had to see myself dying. And then I had to cry out, "Lord, save me." And see, until the day Peter stepped out of the ship, he was hanging on to that ship, wasn't he? He was hanging on to everything in that ship to bring him comfort and to bring his salvation. We've got a lot today that's still in the ship. And they're hanging on to everything in there to keep them above the storm. And if you ain't interpreting what I'm saying, we've got a lot today depending on their flesh to get them through the problems. They're hanging on to this, their own strength, their own wisdom in this world of knowing how to get through something, knowing how to overcome something naturally. And they're hanging on to the old ship. And they're going down. The Lord hadn't come walking by that ship that day. I believe it got beaten, it got back till it sunk. And then we perished. Can we tell you what He will do?
He said, over in John 16th chapter, 7th verse, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." This is Jesus speaking. "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." What did Jesus do to them in the midst of that storm? He went away from them, didn't He? And He sent them out on their ship by themselves. It was important that He went away from them, Mike. Because they saw the Comforter come. And they had to bid that Comforter to ask Him to come. And what did the Comforter do? He said, "Come." He said it was expedient and it was needful that He go away so the Comforter would come. Otherwise, you know what they could have done? They'd have depended. And they'd never realized that they were right in the presence of the Savior until He brought them up out of the storm. He said, "And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness, because I go to My Father and ye see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come." I like that right there. I'm going to just... It said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." What did the Lord do when He came out there to Him? He bid Him to come. He guided Him under the truth. You can't get through your storm without Me, Peter. You can't walk on the water except you keep your eyes on Me. That's the only way our people is going to be saved. He's going to have to guide them under the truth. He's going to have to bid them come. They're going to have to see Him for themselves. Now, I hadn't seen Mike. I hadn't seen myself dying in my storm. And I had to cry out to Him to save me, Lord. What's the bride got to do with this? The Spirit and the bride is that kind. Church, we're the bride of Christ. You want the rest of them fellas here, Mike? They saw the Lord lift Peter up. They saw the Lord bring Peter up out of the storm. And you can read where every one of these men, as they went through their life, died martyrs for the Lord. They saw something in Peter, didn't they? Peter stood up over there on the day of Pentecost. Peter stood up boldly and preached. Don't you think he remembered that night when the Lord brought him up? And don't you think that the rest of them disciples that was on that ship didn't remember how Peter walked on the water? How Peter got brought up from his sinking when he cried out, "Lord, save me." The bride says, "Come." Don't you think when our people look around and they see the children of God, the bride of Christ, that they won't remember, Mike Ball, how one day you was a sinner? How one day God called you out of your ship? Erling Ball, how one day God called you out of your ship? Melba, Dana, Chad, everyone of us sitting in here, it's testified of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Don't you think somebody didn't see you step out of the boat one night? Them others was there, Bobby.
They saw what happened. And it had an effect on their life. When the Lord come into Peter's ship, when he come into the ship, they everyone worshipped him, didn't they? They saw what happened in Peter's life. Don't you think when you let your faith get you out of your comfort zone and draw you out of your little fleshly ship, don't you think the world won't take notice of it? And it'll have an effect. Because there came a time each individual man right here had to stand for the Lord on their own. But we'll have an impact on the lives around us. Plenty of us got, I guess the word would be patriarchs, people that stood for God in our lives. And every one of us seen them walk on the water at some time, didn't we? Every one of us seen them step out of the ship. You recognize that about the Lord holding their hand, they'd be sinking in the storm they was in. But when you see them come back, you had to recognize it was Jesus. Don't you think our lost people ain't recognizing? Don't you think that this world ain't recognizing that it's the church that's walking above this storm we're going through? The things we're facing, don't you think they don't know that the church is the only thing that's riding above it? And why? Because we got our eyes on Jesus. We get our eyes off of it and we're going to see. I'm so glad he says come. I told you when we started, how'd you get here tonight? You had to come to it, didn't you? You know how I got saved? I had to come to it. How did I know where to come? Because never a man spake like this man. See, Peter didn't jump out. Just any point on there. He said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. I don't think there's ever been a man, woman, boy, or girl that's ever got saved that didn't say, Lord, if it's you, come. And when that voice spake, and no man spake like him, they recognized that voice. Be like Peter. They step. They start going towards him. What I did. When the Lord called me out, I had to listen to his voice. I had to hear him calling. And when he said, come, I wanted so bad to get out of where I was at. I'd like to wake many a night, scared to die. I sink in my ship. I'd already been questioning, how do you be saved? What do you do? How do I get there? And when the Lord seen that I was in a storm, he came walking towards my ship. It's like what the preacher about Tackett said today. He knew where Tackett was and he knew where he was going to be. He knew he wanted to see him. You think Jesus didn't think them disciples wanted to see him come? And when I saw him, he was above every problem I ever had in life. And I called out on him. He brought me up out of the horrible pit in the miry clay. He set my feet upon a solid rock. You think Peter's feet hit? You think they hit that water again? Mm-hmm. Lord had him by my hand. He's right there carrying him. You know where his feet were set? On the solid rock. You know why the storms didn't shake Jesus? Because he wasn't anchored in this world. He's the true foundation. He's the chief cornerstone. This world don't shake him. Our problems we're having right now in this world are not shaking Jesus. No, sir. He's above it all. All this is under his feet.
if you're getting drugged down, if you're getting stomped on, if you're getting crushed under the waves, you just got to say, Lord, save me. And He'll lift you up.
And He'll put your feet on solid ground. And He'll come right into your little ship. And the winds and the waves will cease. And the storm. You know, that's the biggest thing ever I can remember the night I got saved.
How scared I had been.
How tossed around. How unstable.
And how fearful my life was. And the night I got saved, I wasn't scared of nothing. I wasn't afraid of dying. I wasn't afraid of nothing.
He had me by the hand and lifted me up above everything around me and placed my feet on solid ground. There's a difference in me walking right here on this hard floor and stepping out into a muddy, miry mess. I ain't so stable. I ain't so sure that I'm going to not get stuck and get out of it. But when I got my feet on something solid, Mike, I'll run and I'll jump. And I ain't afraid of standing right where I'm at. Because I know I ain't going to sink. And I know I ain't going nowhere. That's how I am with the Lord.
My feet's set. They're set on solid ground. I ain't worried about it washing out from under me. I ain't worried about the storm coming and crashing the wall down.
Just a little example. When a retaining wall gets built,
most of the time, just average out here on the job, if it goes over 4 foot, it has to have an engineer, a man that knows what kind of weight can be placed against different wall heights, different things of that nature. It has to have an engineer come in, and he has to design that wall. And you know what the first thing he will go to doing is he'll go to checking the soil. He'll want to know what kind of footing to put under that wall. And most of the time, gentlemen, what they do, they design a footing anymore that's several times wider than what the wall is and what the pressure will be that goes against that wall. And they make that footing, Mike. They put the wall on the front end of that footing. And they put that footing back up underneath everything that's going to ever apply pressure to that wall. And when it gets pushing against the wall, the footing is back here carrying the load where the pressure is coming from. Now you think about a God that spoke His word into existence. You think about a God that measured the seas in the span of His hand. You think about that God. He's big enough and He's far enough back up under this. He's carrying every load that'll ever push against me and you. He's bearing the weight and He's giving the wall strength to be able to bear when the storm comes against it.
That foundation is the most important thing that ever goes in.
You think Jesus worries when the storms come?
Not for Himself.
You think when the wind blows, He's worried He's going to get blown over?
Oh no.
No. He's done went back. He's dug in farther than me and you'll ever have to go.
He's bearing the weights of mine and your sin so that we don't have to.
That footman carries the load for the wall, Mike. Jesus Christ came and did something me and you can't do. He bore the weight of our sin. He carried the load. And He's bearing the pressure if we'll let Him. That wall won't suffer a bit. Because there'll be bars that come out of that. And they go straight up in the cells of them block. And they got concrete poured around them. And they stuff running in and out of that wall that most people don't even have a clue about when they go by and look at that wall. And everything running through that wall is tied into the foot.
And because of those things, it ain't the block. Them blocks just a form there. That's to hold the rebar, and they hold the concrete. They're just an outer shell is all they are. You want to know what your ship is? You want to know what your flesh is? It's just the outer shell. But I'm going to tell you something. This goes deep down in. A child of God. There's something that ties right down into the foot. There's something that goes deep down into the foot. Hey, and the strength don't come from the flesh. It comes from what it's tied into down on the inside. That's what will get you through the storm. Not the strength of the outer shell, but the strength of what's on the inside of the wall. Try to build a wall without it. It'll fall. Try to overcome a storm without Jesus. You won't do it. He says, come, come. And when you feel up with Jesus, you've got to step out of faith. You want to find out what it's like to get above the storm, you got to step out. You got to climb down out of the ship. You got to leave everything that makes any sense to you in your natural flesh. This carnal mind, enmity with God, what sense does it make, Mike, to come to an altar in a natural man's mind? What sense does it make to believe in a Jesus that you can't see? It don't make a lick of sense to this old natural flesh. But something goes to knocking. And when you see something out there and you ain't sure what it is on top of the storm, and you can't quite figure out, and then he goes to calling to you through the preached word of God and the Spirit, and he says, come. It's I, be not afraid. It may not have made a lot of sense for the rest of them men back there on that ship, but you know what, Peter? He wasn't looking over and worrying about what Matthew thought. He wasn't looking over and worrying about what John thought. You know what he's looking at? Jesus. And he thought, I don't want to be in this storm no more. And when Jesus said, come, he did what the world would say was a stupid thing to do. He climbed down out of that boat, what looked like to everybody around him, it was their only hope. He climbed down out of it. You know what might look stupid to the world? Stepping out of a pew and walking out here to meet Jesus. The world might think it's crazy. But boy, they didn't think it was so crazy when they saw old Peter getting lifted up, did they? They didn't think it was so crazy when Jesus got on board that ship, did they? You know what? Peter didn't care what they thought. When he started sinking and he saw where he was headed, he didn't cry out, Matthew, throw me a rope. He didn't cry out, John, let me down something where I can get a hold of it. You know what saved Peter that day? He cried out, Lord, save me. That's how I got saved. And that's how anybody will get saved. You got to see yourself sinking. And you got to cry out, Lord, save me. But you got to hear him say, come first. And you got to step down and step out. And do what he said, come. I wouldn't have got to church tonight if you had to come. I wouldn't have got saved if I hadn't come.
what we call it. That's all I can think about today.
It's come. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I give you rest. Ain't that what we want? That's what our people want. That's what I want for our people.
I'm tired of seeing them get thrown around, locked around in this world. The bride, the spirit down in me, it says, come.
You know what the bride's doing every time it looks over at that fella that works with you that's lost, filthy mouthed, spend their weekends doing every ungodly thing in this world? You know what that is down in you? He wants to say, why don't you come to church? You know what that is down in you? It says, do you know Jesus? Have you ever been saved? You know what that is down in you?
That's the spirit of the bride saying, come.
That's what a child of God will do.
We go through this life trying to lead people to Jesus. Not lead them by us saving them,
but just letting our light shine in their presence that they can see Jesus.
That's what the Lord laid on my heart tonight.
It might have been short. I don't know.
That's what God gave me.
I want to see more come. I have thought about you, Audrey. I've thought about Kim. I thought about a lot of others
that we've seen come and get up out of an altar.
I remember when my wife got saved. I remember my daughter.
I remember the night I got saved. I think back to those times. I want to see more. I want to see more.
I want to see God glorified. I want more and more and more.
That's thirsty. If you're thirsty, come. If you drink. If you're hungry, you feed you.
If you're laboring and heavy laden, He'll give you rest.
I want to see people have rest. Jesus wants to see people have rest.
He wants to see them hungry or not. He wants to see them fed when they're hungry. He wants to see them, their thirst quenched when they're thirsty. If you was back there thirsty and I said, right here's a glass of water,
come and you can have it. If you sit back there and you just stay thirsty, wouldn't you? But if you stepped out and walked up there and you grabbed that cup right there,
you could drink it. Until you come up here and got a hold of it, you'll never have it.
There's a Jesus that's standing up here on top of every problem you ever had. And He's saying, come. You're going to have to climb down out of the ship,
and you're going to have to walk towards Him. It's the only way.
I love it tonight.
That's what God laid on my heart.